My name is Barbara Ann Briggs, and I am a certified teacher of transcendental meditation and also the author of two books, Pilgrimage on the Path of Love, a novel of visionary fiction, which has been hailed as the perfect amalgamation of spiritual awakening and self-discovery. I'm also the author of The Contribution of Maharshi's Vedic Science to Complete Fulfillment in Life. I'm a poet and a freelance journalist with numerous articles published in many different parts of the world. In this podcast, The Essence of Life, we will begin to understand the meaning of what is actually the essence of life and where can we find it. The essence of life is hidden in the silent source of life itself. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to make a monthly donation. This will enable me to continue to make many more podcasts. It's a very simple process. Just click the donate in the show notes, or just click the button below the list of podcasts. This would be very greatly appreciated. Of today's podcast is faith. I will be reading a short passage from the book called Dive Deep and Soar High by Swami Satchidananda of Ananda Ashram in Kerala. This is from his book, Faith. Shyam, what do you mean by the word faithful? Ramu, I know faith has many meanings. The usual expressions are, one, I have faith in God. Two, one must have faith in one's own religion. Three, one must be faithful to his master or employer. Four, faith can work wonders. For more details, let us go and ask our guru. Both of them go to their guru. Ramu, faith in God, what does this mean? Guru, faith means believing in something that cannot be visualized by the five senses. Faith in God means believing in the words of saints who have experienced God, that God exists. Ramu, can this be firm faith? Guru, in the beginning, this faith may remain shaky if some of our prayers to that power are not granted. But though shaky, it is necessary and has to be made firm. Ramu, when will it become unshakable? Guru, only when we get some experience of God. As God cannot be contacted by the five senses, experience can be had only when we transcend the senses. Ramu, how to transcend the senses? Guru, transcending the senses is by purifying the mind and intellect by intense sadhana. When perfectly purified, the mind and intellect become still and cease to be active. It is at this stage the sense of individuality is lost and oneness with God is experienced. Ramu, when others talk of God beyond the senses, can we pin our faith on their words? Guru, have you a brain? Ramu, of course. Guru, how do you know? You cannot see it or feel it with your other senses. Ramu, by experience I can say I have a brain, without which I cannot do anything. Guru, so also we should have faith in the words of those who have experienced God. Ramu, do you know of anyone who has unshakable faith? Guru, there are many because they have God experience. Ramu, it is said, faith works wonders. What are we to understand from this? Guru, a man wanted to cross a river in floods. There was no boat available. He went to a holy man who gave him an amulet and assured him that he could walk across the river safely with the amulet. And he did. In another case, a man wanted to cross a turbulent river. He got a packet of prasad from his guru with blessings to safely walk across the river. He was told not to open the packet till he reached the other shore. He started walking over the water joyfully. In midstream, curiosity got the better of him and propelled him to open the packet
to see what wonderful thing it contained. He found only a slip of paper on which Ram was written. Doubt arose. If Ram's name could be so powerful, the result was the next moment he found himself drowning. This shows faith made one perform something wonderful, the impossible, while doubt made one sink and die. Ramu, is faith not required for ordinary success in life? Guru, yes, faith is necessary in every walk of life from childhood. When we go to school, we should have implicit faith in the teachers. When the teacher says, 2 + 2 = 4, unless the student accepts it with implicit faith, he cannot make any progress in his studies. Fortunately, children are blessed with such faith. When they grow up, doubts creep in. Two seekers go to a saint and accept him as their guru. One with complete faith in his guru and strictly following his advice reaches the goal soon, whereas the other, full of doubts about the guru's talks and actions, fails in his life miserably, all because of lack of faith. What is faith in oneself? Guru, that is self-confidence. It is necessary in all walks of life. Ramu, one person is labeled unfaithful, though he has many good qualities and also self-confidence. Why? Guru, here faith has a different meaning. He is possibly ungrateful or unreliable. Ramu, what is it that shakes our faith? Guru, doubt. Those who have faith in someone and are badly let down lose their faith in that person. Those who pray expecting a ready response from God are disappointed when God is silent. They doubt the authenticity of what they had heard about God and his existence, with the result that their faith shakes. So it is clear that doubt is the culprit. Ramu, why some of our prayers are not granted? Guru, his sweet will and for our own good. Ramu, what should be the attitude of a devotee then? Guru, with complete faith, devotees should accept that God's will is supreme. They should be content with what God has given them. They do not demand. Ramu, if God gives us poverty, should we accept it cheerfully? Guru, yes, we should accept that also cheerfully. This needs complete faith in God's benevolence, that whatever he does is for our good only. This attitude of surrender will surely make us happy. Happiness does not depend upon external conditions. What does it matter whether we are poor or rich, as long as we are happy? Ramu, where should we have complete faith? Guru, in parents, teachers, scriptures, guru, God. More than all these, faith in ourselves. And now I would like to read you a quotation from the Bhagavad Gita by Maharshi Mahesh Yogi. There are three fields of faith: faith in oneself, faith in the teacher, and faith in God. Faith in oneself is necessary so that one does not begin to doubt one's own experience. Faith in the teacher enables one to accept the fundamentals of the teaching. If, in the absence of faith, the basic principles of the teaching are rejected, one can neither derive any benefit from it nor verify its truth, since the truth of the teaching can be verified only by personal experience, which arises from the practice given by the teacher. Faith in God protects man's heart and mind and ensures that steady progress, which is so important in the life of a seeker. Faith provides an anchor in life, not only for the seeker of truth, but for any man. It is needed for any accomplishment in life. For greater accomplishment, it is needed in greater measure. For ultimate fulfillment in God consciousness, the greatest faith is needed. Meditation is a process which provides increasing charm at every step on the way to the transcendent. The experience of this charm causes faith to grow. Moreover, the regular practice of meditation brings the great blessings of harmony and joy to life. This too helps the heart and mind to grow in faith and keeps a man active of purpose on the path to enlightenment, and thus stability is gained on the way. And the last quotation which I would like to share with you today is a quotation by Swami Vivekananda, and I quote, "Faith is not belief. It is the grasp of the ultimate, an illumination. He who has no faith in himself can never have faith in God. It is faith that makes a lion of a man," end quote. These were the quotations on faith which I wanted to share with you today. A new podcast episode will be uploaded every 2 weeks. If you'd like to learn more about my work, you're welcome to go to my website, barbaraannbriggs.com. And you're also welcome to go to the free book page on my website and sign the email list and download the free book, Blossoms of Love, Quotations by Saints. You're also most welcome to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Living Wisdom, Barbara Briggs. Until we meet again, very, very best wishes to you.